Good morning.
Listen to Mark and the Interpol when you get to work with the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.
Fine, fine Tuesday to you. I was just looking at our TV screen and you had some of the news reporters talking about No Shave November, right? Yes. This is Movember, right?
Yeah, this is where you draw attention to male medical issues like, you know, testicular cancer, things like that. You grow a mustache.
I'm looking at these guys. They're not going to shave. I'm like, these guys don't need to shave anyway.
I know, exactly.
They're all like eight.
Yeah. they're more likely to get a zit than have to shave.
I think that's one of the things where you know you're getting old. It's like you turn on the local news and it's like, what is this guy? 14?
Yeah, I know.
Who's telling me what's going on at the state Senate building?
He's like, Mark, I'm reporting outside the state Senate building and I've got to finish this report quickly because the streetlights are about to come on and I have to get home. My mother wants me home before the streetlights come on.
That's awesome. So, all right, we had a couple of calls already about the rat that was in your house.
Right, yes.
It has been taken care of.
Dispatched is the word I've been using, yeah. Dispatched is the, because it implies that I shot it in the head without having to actually say it.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. So.
But a lot of requests for this song from Rat. Absolutely no love for Way Cool Jr.
None whatsoever, yeah.
Or Lay It Down.
No.
But everybody still loves Round and Round.
All right, there you go. From out of the cellar. Get out of my house.
Let's open up Mark and Neanderthal's middle school and get somebody, quiz them a little bit, and see if they can grab themselves a Butterball electric fryer from Masterbuilt.
Good morning, KSLX. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you? Welcome to the program.
Pretty good.
We're going to ask you a series of questions, Mike. You will be tested like you have never been tested before. If you can get 2 out of 3 questions correct, you will win a fabulous Butterball electric turkey fryer from Masterbuilt. Sound good?
Awesome.
Testing begin.
Here we go, Mike. And this one is ripped from the headlines. It's like an episode of Law and Order.
Dun, 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 dun.
So Hasbro and Mattel could be merging. We're going to give you the toy, Mike. You tell us, is it a Hasbro toy or a Mattel toy? Your answer is either Hasbro or Mattel. Here we go. Mr. Potato Head.
Mattel.
I'm sorry. Ooh. That's Hasbro. In Mexico, by the way, that's Señor Cabeza de Patata.
I'm sitting right here, and I do have a cursory knowledge of Spanish, Mark.
So here we go with, in fact, we're going to do 3 out of 5 today, because these are quick questions.
Okay. Why are you making it so difficult? He's already gotten one wrong.
Barbie.
I know. Barbie,
Mattel or Hasbro?
Mattel.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yes. I think it's a little bit concerning that you know who makes Barbies, but you don't know who makes Mr. Potato Head. I mean, I'm not judging. Don't ask, don't tell this morning.
Here's another one. Easy Bake Oven.
Hasbro.
Correct.
Oh, boy.
G.I. Joe.
Mattel.
Oh, no.
No, that's wrong. All right, so.
That's 2 out of 3.
You're at 2 out of 2. You still have a shot here, okay?
Oh, boy, he's got to get this one right.
He's at 2 and 2.
Oh, come on.
Hot Wheels Cars.
Mattel.
Oh.
Got it. All right, you're a winner.
Oh, yeah, that's because chicks dig hot cars.
All right, hang on, Mike.
Wow.
Okay.
I was always a Matchbox car guy myself.
Matchbox were fun, man.
I thought Matchbox cars were more realistic. They looked like real cars.
As opposed to what?
The Hot Wheels. Hot Wheels were like really like hot rods with the big engine sticking out of the front and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Whereas, you know, if you were a practical car collector, little car, if you're going to play with your cars, you were going to be practical. You didn't want to be ostentatious. You used Matchbox.
Right. And the Hot Wheels were fun in that, you know, they'd make it around that orange loop maybe once out of every 10 tries.
Oh, the problem with that is the suspension on the Hot Wheels was great. You know how you used to bounce the front end and the rear end to see how much they would bounce? That was like the old hopping thing before the deal. But the wheels were on such a small little axle that you always bent them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they were always bent and they didn't, you know, if you leaned on them, man. People call my next door neighbor when I lived in Gilbert had an entire garage full
of
Hot Wheels. People collect
those things.
There are a lot. Unbelievable.
You know, I think there's more people than you'd realize are really seriously into collecting things like Matchbox and Hot Wheels.
It's a thing, man. It's a big thing.
Because it doesn't take up a lot of room.
Right.
Until you start getting thousands of them.
Yes.
Then you need a garage for it.
And when you're a middle-aged person with toys, people don't at all judge you at all in any way, shape, or form.
Mark over here and... If you're listening, I may work with the dumbest person in the world.
Oh, that goes without saying. Yeah, that's not me.
No, it's you.
Wait, what?
It's you.
What
did you just tell me? That you actually... Okay,
yes.
We've just been through this whole thing this last week of you having the rat in the house.
Right,
what did you
yes.
just tell me you accidentally left the door open again yesterday?
Here's what happened, all right? When I got the rat, and it was only one rat, thank your deity of choice. I didn't have an infestation. It wasn't pregnant, nothing like that. It was just one rat in my house, like last Wednesday. It's because I'm a nice guy and I let my dogs go in and out. I don't have a doggy door, so I open the back door and I have like one of those mosquito nettings and the dogs go back and forth. Well, I guess the sun went down. I fell asleep. Sun went down. Rat gets in the house. Long story short,
right.
I dispatched the rat on Saturday night.
Right.
So I made, you know, I was like, okay, well, I'm not
going to. So how do you leave the door open again?
I was out in the backyard playing with the dogs. Mailman came to the front door, rang the doorbell. Dogs went nuts. I ran in to save the mailman from the dogs going at the door, that kind of deal.
Right.
And didn't realize it started doing a little bit of work around the house, stuff like that. Next thing I know, I hear the garbage truck going down the back alley. And I go, why? That's inordinately loud. Oh, Jesus, the back door is open.
Yeah. So you know what's going to happen? You do bear more than a striking resemblance to Ernest Borgnine.
Yes, yes. So you are not the first person to make that reference. Yes, my father, Ernest Borgnine.
The whole pack of rats could come in and do the Willard thing on you there.
It's very possible.
If another rat comes in, you're just going to be chasing it round and round.
I hate you so much. Why would you do this to me?
Why, Dimmy?
Why you do this to me?
With the peanut butter in the traps, was it Jif, Skippy, or was it like Food Club?
Oh, hell no. Yeah, it was generic. It was absolutely generic. Yeah, right. I bought the smallest jar. In fact, I have a jar of peanut butter at my house that only has, like, you know, maybe a teaspoon or a tablespoon removed from it that is going to go bad because I do not eat peanut butter.
Yeah, it'll take a long time.
Yeah, don't get it wrong.
So the summary is basically...
Don't leave your door open.
Yeah, and...
Don't leave your door open.
I kill squirrels with my vehicle.
Yes.
You kill rats.
You know what I think the name of our band, our inevitable band, should be?
What?
Rodent Assassin. I think it's just got a great feel, though, doesn't it?
It's not bad.
We'd be metal. Rodent Assassin. We have to write it. But our logo has to look like a pile of twigs assembled in the backyard, because that's metal.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you this morning?
We are well, sir. How about you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to tell you as a veteran what I think that you guys are doing with those 10,000 cards is awesome. And I also wanted to let you know that I belong to the Paternal Order of Eagles Deer Valley chapter, and I have 200 Christmas cards I'm bringing you.
Oh, that's outstanding. Thank you so much.
Great.
What's your name?
I'm Bruce.
Bruce, that is awesome, and we couldn't be more flattered and humbled by that.
Well, you know, it's great what, you know, it's really great what you guys are doing for the vets. That's f***ing awesome. Excuse my French, but it's awesome.
That's all right. Your French is impeccable.
It's great to be bilingual.
Yes, it is. So I'd like to put a challenge out to any other Eagles out in the valley.
Tell us about the Fraternal Order of Eagles, the foes, if you will.
What does that mean?
We're an organization. We do a lot of fundraising for different charities like Alzheimer's. We send kids to burn camp. We do Heart Association, cancer, Save the Chesticles.
Did you just say Save the Testicles?
Chesticles.
Chesticles.
Oh, chesticles. Yeah. I was going to say, that's what Tupperware is for, right?
Save the boobies, man. Save the boobies.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Deer Valley 3871 putting out a challenge to all other brothers and sisters. Match our 200 cards.
That's outstanding,
fantastic,
Bruce.
Thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
All right, be well. So,
there you go. The Fraternal Order of Eagles is putting out the challenge. You know what? The Fraternal Order of Jackson Browns is going to be on that challenge, I think. It's $10,000 for the troops. If you need any information, we're simply collecting cards, holiday cards, Christmas cards, to send to troops overseas. KSLX.com has all the information, or you can text 27700, the word soldiers.
Yep, it's real easy to do, and it'd be great if you could help us out.
Quick hello to Tracy and the gang in the City of Surprise, big Mark and Neanderthal listeners, so that's cool.
Yeah, it's nice to have us on in the city office. So if there's anything we can do to help you, you know, budget or you know, plan the city to run more efficiently and more effectively, by all means, give us a call. That's what we're here for. We're here to help.
We know much of infrastructure.
Yes, that's what we're here for, yes.
Did you see Louis C.K.'s former manager is now saying, hey, you know, I did know a little bit about this, and I'm sorry.
Oh, man. See that?
You
see
know what?
Now, here's the question you can ask yourself is, if you're aware that somebody is a scumbag and you don't do something about it, say something about it, make somebody aware about it, are you minding your own business
or
are you complicit?
Yeah. That's the age-old question, isn't it? You know, I mean, a lot of people would say that's a black and white question. It's not necessarily, because there's always things to consider. But, you know, it's funny because everybody's dropping him like a hot potato now, Louis C.K., because he's been pulling his thing out in front of women for a while. But haven't you and I heard these stories here and there?
Well, here's the thing. My high school girlfriend went to high school with Louis C.K. in Newton, Massachusetts, and he was utterly unremarkable. And in fact,
Doesn't surprise me.
Their graduating class actually had Louis C.K. and Matt LeBlanc in it. How about that?
Oh, the guy from Friends.
The guy from Friends, yeah. So there's a couple of famous people you know, that have come out of that high school senior class. But Louis C.K. was apparently, he was like a nerd, a redheaded, nerdly kid who, I mean, the kind of kid that you think would grow up to be sort of a creeper, according to my high school ex-girlfriend. Now, you know, who knows?
No,
I think she might feel a little slighted that he didn't whip it out in front of her, maybe. You know what I mean?
You know what's ridiculous to me, though?
I did.
Yes, well.
Well, yes, you're welcome.
Why do I even stop to consider that? I'm going to move on.
Okay, then.
But the thing is, like, everybody dropping him like a hot potato now, like they didn't know.
Right. Well, again,
like they hadn't heard the stories, like they're so shocked and upset now.
Didn't he talk about grinding up on strange women in his act?
In his act.
So, it's just an act, he must be joking.
His whole act was about it. So, it's not that big a surprise.
That
Louis C.K. would be.
Come on. You know,
that he'd have it out more often than he should.
Boy.
You know?
Here it comes.
You know what I mean?
I knew this was
coming.
Louis C.K.
No.
Oh, yeah. Please put that thing away.
No.
Louis C.K. Oh, yeah. Please put that thing away.
Why did he become Mexican all of a sudden?
I don't know.
He take it out when he should leave it in. He put it away but pull it out again. He don't ask permission, and that is not right. Please do that in private, not out in plain sight. Louis C.K. Oh, yeah. Please put that thing away.
Has an illegal alien written on it.
It kind of does.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Louis C.K. Oh, yeah. Please put that thing away.
Oye? Did you just drop an oye in there?
Think you can name these tunes? It's Mark and Neanderthal's 30-Second Song Challenge!
Yeah! 7 songs in 30 seconds. That's what we need. You got to guess the titles of these songs that we play. The timer starts when the first song starts. When you know the song title, yell it out. The artist doesn't matter. The timer stops if you're correct. And we get ready for the next song. The timer keeps rolling till you get it right or the 30 seconds is up.
This might be a first for the Mark and Neanderthal radio program. We welcome Buzz to the show. Buzz, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
We are well. Buzz, is that your Christian name? Did your parents christen you Buzz? Can you imagine that the priest was like, I hereby baptize thee Buzz?
No, I've earned it over the years, but my real name is Ronald.
Okay, Buzz. Well, welcome to the program. Did you listen yesterday afternoon? Do you know the first 3 songs? Because Pete Cummings does give you the 30-second song challenge cheat sheet every weekday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Do you know them?
They don't call me Buzz for anything.
All right, there you go. I don't even know what that means. The first 3 songs should be easy for you, so you have $700 on the line if you can name 7 songs in 30 seconds. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, your 30-second song challenge begins in 3, 2, 1, go.
Money.
Correct. Jeez, I wonder how we got that.
Money.
Song number 2, and go.
Come on, feel the noise.
Correct. And song number 3, and go.
Feels like the first time.
Correct. All right, so the easy one. See, this is all the easy part. We've had this happen before where somebody just blows right through the first 3.
Yeah, he's fast. It's hard to catch Buzz.
Right. Yes, I see what you did there.
See what I did there?
Yeah, it was nice. All right, Buzz, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Song number 4 and go. Correct. Song number 4. How much time has he used?
He's only used 7 seconds, so he has 3 songs left in 23 seconds. That's very doable.
Yeah, I would venture to say we're probably going to have a winner this time around. That's my guess.
What's he going to spend the money on, this guy, Buzz?
I have no idea. Medicine, of course, for the winter. Song number 5 and go.
Buzz.
I met a gentle
Buzz.
Queen
Buzz?
Buzz. Buzz, what happened?
Really?
Buzz.
Yeah.
You didn't listen to any Stones when you were catching that nickname back in high school?
More Pink Floyd.
Wow. That's Honky Tonk Women.
That was a Louis of epic proportions.
Wow, Buzz.
No, Louis.
Yeah, no, it was. It's a Louis. It's not a Louis C.K.
No,
so be thankful for that.
No, Louis.
Yeah, when you pulling a Louis, yeah, if it's Louis C.K., that's very, very bad.
If you're pulling a Louis C.K., you are Louis C.K. Well, Buzz, you came out like a firestorm and then sort of petered out a little bit. Again, another Louis C.K. reference. We'd like to apologize.
Yep.
There you go.
Well, they come so easily. Wait, sorry.
If you can't be an athlete, at least be an athletic supporter.
Great, absolutely. Well, Buzz, we appreciate you playing along with the program. And unfortunately now, $800.
Yeah.
Tomorrow,
I thought Buzz was going to be the man there. All right.
There's certainly no excuse, but...
Oh. No, that's crazy that he didn't get that.
Yeah, that's...
I think now that we know him a little bit better, we can call him Buzzy. Because Buzz is his formal name.
Now, Buzzy is what his wife will call him. Buzzy! Buzzy! Dinner's ready! Come on, Buzzy! Come get the dinner!
Okay, everybody's calling already. Go ahead, abuse Buzz.
Hey, that was a bigger fail than the guy who could not get Santana and then got Supertramp.
Yeah, no, it was... That was a colossal flame-out, I think.
I think that might have been the worst that you've had on the contest yet. So.
I don't think we've ever had a contestant with more time and fewer songs to get and then have them fail.
Yeah, so that you should have put him in the freaking not even one club.
You know, his name is Buzz. I don't think it's all that unusual that his mind would go blank from time to time.
Yeah, but to not know Honky Tonk Woman is kind of a... That's a tough one.
You know, it's the first freaking cowbell.
So we played something about an hour ago. We played a song, and then somebody just we got some email requests for another tune that we played yesterday.
See, I still think it's too early for Christmas music.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a fan of Christmas music, especially in November.
Right, yeah. I mean, we're still 2 weeks outside of Thanksgiving, just about 2 weeks outside of Thanksgiving. Why would you do this?
I know. I always feel like we should wait till about the 15th of December before we start hearing Christmas music. But
this is not just any Christmas song.
That's true. And since, you know...
It's somewhat timely.
It's sort of timely. We figured, you know, we'd cheat a little bit and use a Christmas song.
All right, fine. Here you go.
Yeah.
For Christmas, just for the kids. Lots and lots of kids. Unfortunate kids, really.
There's so many celebrities accused of creepy stuff. First Harvey Weinstein, director James Toback, reporter Mark Halperin, Jeremy Piven, weirdo Andy Dick, actor Dustin Hoffman, bloated Steven Seagal, the older President Bush. Director Brett Ratner, Richard Dreyfuss, Louis C.K., and now George Takei from the old Star Trek.
Hey, did I miss something, or did you space Spacey, or was he replaced with another old man like?
Actually, I may have forgotten him.
Did you really? Let's listen. Let's give it a listen and find out.
I can tell you right now, actually. I did forget him. I did. Yeah, he's not in there.
It's Spacey.
Well... We'll just have to. I'll write one for Kevin Spacey, a specific one for Kevin Spacey. We'll get that done.
Have a good day.
All right, later.
See ya. All right, you're going to do that in the next few minutes.
Yeah, sure.
Is what you're saying?
Yes, I'm going to. It's going to be a spontaneous. It'll be a Mark and Neanderthal 10-minute song parody. I'll have to put something together. I'll put a lot of effort into it, though. Just keep that in mind.
Okay.
All right.
Mark and Neanderthal.
So, did you, were you able to come up with a, so I accidentally left Kevin Spacey out of that last little song we did.
Mm-hmm, and I figured with Styx coming to town, I thought I would channel,
Styx again.
I thought I would channel the melodious tones of one Dennis DeYoung, so.
Okay, that's right.
Because we left him out of our other song.
They'll be here in February.
All right, enjoy.
Spacey, turns out you are a douchebag. So low. Your hands fill me up when I'm drinking. Touch me without asking's not cool. Spacey, from the moment I saw you, to warnings heeded.
would have known.
There you go. All right.
Okay. All right.
For Kevin Spacey there for
all
you.
Right. Right there. So you use that for Brady also. I just hope nobody from the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Gracie family gets into trouble.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I'm trying to think of other people. Maybe Tracy Lords gets in trouble.
Right. Although,
yeah, but I'd be okay with that one. Make
all
no
right.
mistake
yeah,
about
well.
It. What about Mr. Spacely? We could have worked
Mr.
on that
Spacely.
One.
Mr. Spacely. Hopefully he'll stay out of trouble.
I'm running out of words to rhyme with it. I'm sorry.
Mark and Neanderthal in the morning. Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app.
Sounds good and loud, huh?
100.7 KSLX.